Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Muckin' Fun Day. It's the 18th day of March, 2024. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to mute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 54 degrees here, 4,200 feet here in the High Cascades of northern Jefferson. We're looking for a high of 67 degrees today and a low of 32, and it's warmed up. I mean, there was supposed to be some kind of warming bubble. I've talking to one of my sons, I can't remember, and he's looking at the long-range forecast, and it's supposed to be snow coming up again. Who in the hell knows? I guess it'll do whatever they program it to do. That being said, we'll be right back, and we'll jump into the Ministry of Lies, alternate, controlled opposition, bony fucking news. We'll be right back.
Kings and queens and guillotines, taking lives denied. Scotch and parchment, lady lords, when bishops took the ride. All the through the sea.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you The Word from the Trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then, over to the controlled opposition, alternate, mainstream Ministry of Life propaganda. We'll go with that today. World Bank and Verizon chief says a digital ID part of social contract between government and citizens. Oh, my, between government and citizens, but I ain't no goddamn citizen. I'm an individual, free, sovereign, national. I'm nobody's fucking goddamn property. I'm not a goddamn serf. I'm not a fucking goddamn slave. So you're fucking whatever you're talking about there, your social contract will be shoved up your fucking ass via the fucking Supreme Superior Absolute Unalienable Law of December 15, 1791. Get ready for it. The list of supporters and promoters of the implementation of digital ID strongly criticized by privacy and security advocates, quite unsurprisingly, includes the likes of World Bank and Verizon. No. Not World Bank and Verizon. What is interesting is the way they are explaining the push and also how they propose to make mass worldwide adoption of digital ID a reality. Fucking try it. It's just like everything else. Fucking try it. There's also a corporate click in the making for all this digital information journey, transformation journey, I'm sorry. The pairing that is the World Bank and the Verizon makes sense because in order to have people's identities and financial assets centralized in the way approved by the various digital ID schemes, they need to first have access to the internet. A recent meeting in Washington, D.C., dubbed the Global Digital Summit. Really, you fuckers? I didn't give you no permission to do this shit. What are you fucking doing? It's like when you wrote that phony fucking Constitution. Who gave you fucking authority to do anything, you motherfuckers? You've never had it. And you didn't get it with that fucking Constitution. It was not ratified by the fucking people. We gave you no fucking authority. Shove it up your ass, corporation. Saw the two respective financial and telecommunications heavy hitters agree that government must make digital ID a component of what's known as the social contract with citizens. Really? What contract with citizens? How many of you citizens have signed a contract? I'm not a fucking citizen. I'm an individual, free, sovereign national. I ain't no fucking citizen fucking slave under the 14th fucking fraudulent fucking amendment. What this would mean is that citizens willingly defer to the authorities as they accept digital IDs and do so this supposedly to their own advantage. And that's not a fucking contract. Submitting, willfully defer to the authority, deferring your fucking decisions. You can't fucking make a decision. You want them to decide what you can fucking buy. You want them to decide what you can fucking spend any of your fucking money on. Or maybe they just take it away if you don't say the right thing. Maybe, I mean, well, World Bank President Banga. Now, that sounds like a good old American name. One of the Irish seemed particularly keen on expanding digital ID adoption top down. Bring it on, motherfucker. By the getting as many governments as possible on side. Who would then, thanks to the social contract, what fucking social contract, you son of a bitches? You have no contract with us. You none. In fact, you're fucking beneath us. You're so far beneath us, we need a telescope to look down at your fucking sorry asses. Idea imposes on citizens rather than wait for citizens to, if ever, warm up to this scheme. No, there ain't no fucking contract. You got no contract. You try and force one on me, I'll fucking shoot you. I think if governments embrace digital, they would create transparency, clean governance, and citizen engagement. Bang, it says you bet. And we fucking believe you. Don't worry. Just write it down on a fucking piece of paper. And damn. He also noted that the World Bank's spending money in Africa in a bid to give access to electricity to hundreds of millions of people who don't have it yet, as the precondition for getting them connected. That sounds like coercion to me. That don't sound like no social contract. That's like you don't have to take the shot. They can't make you take the shot. But if you fucking don't, there will be consequences. You will be harmed. You will be hurt. As much as we can hurt you, that's the kind of social fucking contract you're looking at. Banga also complained that there are many people around the world who do not have access to internet, but the potential is underused. Okay. Verizon CEO Hans Vetberg naturally agreed. Well, Vetberg, you're fucking a fucking enemy combatant. We see you. Another name on the fucking list naturally agreed that the world needs more connectivity for the sake of digital transformation. And both said they believe improving this situation would speed up SOCIO economic development. Shove it in your ass, whatever in the hell it is. It looks like when selling the digital ID and possibly experimenting with implementations, developing countries are an important target, while promise of economic progress progresses are the way to persuading them to join. No, that's coercion. I mean, it's the carrot, the stick, the carrot. See what I'm saying? This ain't something that people came up with. Hey, man, you know, it would be nice if you guys could do this for us. And not to mention, they ain't got the fucking authority. They're just a bunch of fucking non-governmental fucking pricks that want to get their asses shot. All right, where are we at here? Supreme Court to hear arguments in Biden administration's censorship of social media posts. The Supreme Court has fucking go away. You're a corporation that can't exist. You're a fucking fraud. Get the fuck out of our goddamn buildings, you fucking scumbags. You international corporate mafia, pig shit eating, Zionist pig shit eating motherfuckers. The U.S. Supreme Court, there ain't no such, the U.S. Supreme fucking bunch of punk bitches that have no fucking authority over we the people will soon hear oral arguments in a case that concerns what two lower courts found to be a coordinated campaign by top Biden fucking camp. This is just fucking fodder to try to make you fucking believe something actually happens when they do their selection of the next fucking bunch of fucking criminals that are going to set in our fucking buildings, destroy our fucking country, and steal every fucking thing we got. Coordinated campaign by the top Biden administration officials to suppress disfavored views on key public issues such as COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. And then there is no vaccine. It is a fucking biological kill weapon. It's been identified as such. Who in the fuck did this one here now? Let's go see. Tyler Zero Hedge. Hey, you fucking goddamn shill motherfuckers. COVID-19 don't exist. You understand? And there's no such thing as vaccine. It's a goddamn biological kill weapon. It's been identified as such. Everybody fucking knows it. So you're just a fucking another shill. This proves out what you're here for. You fucking controlled opposition of the fucking opposition of the fucking controlled opposition for the mainstream propagandists at the Ministry of Lies. Side effects and pandemic lockdowns. You broke the fucking law and you're going to pay. The Supreme Court has scheduled a hearing on March 18th in Murphy versus Missouri, which started when the attorney generals of two states, Missouri and Louisiana, filed suit alleging that social media companies such as Facebook were blocking access to their platforms or suppressing posts on a controversial subject. Fuck them. Look at the trenches. I mean, if you wanted to have a fucking total fucking what they fucking have done, censor fucking shit. Every fucking algorithm they ever created, this is the first place she goes. The initial lawsuit, later modified by an appeals court, accused Biden administration officials of engaging in what amounts to government-led censorship by proxy by pursuing social media companies to take down posts or suspend accounts. Some of the topics that were targeted for downgrade and others censorious actions, were voter fraud in 2020 presidential election, the COVID-19 doesn't exist, COVID-19 doesn't exist, COVID-19 doesn't exist. I don't know what leaked out of that lab, if anything, but COVID-19 does not exist. It has never been isolated, it has never been identified as shit, Goebbels, and I don't give how many times you have your fucking cronies say it. It does not exist. Lab leak theory. Use it in the lab. Look for you. Fuck you, Zero Hedge. You're a bunch of fucking shills. Vaccine side effects, the social harm of pandemic lockdowns, and Hunter Biden laptop story. It ain't no fucking story. Go to the top of the front page of From the Trenches and watch that fucking monster. Look at click on the new fucking goddamn thing beneath it and look at the whole fucking story on that pedophilic piece of shit. I gotta have a drink of water. It is dry here. The plaintiffs argued that high-level federal government officials they're not government, it's goddamn corporate fucking mafia, corporation. Title 28, Definition 15. Look it up. It's a fucking goddamn unlawful, fraudulent fucking corporation that cannot exist because it violates the fucking Supreme Superior Absolute Unalienable Law of December 15, 1791, in that it allows these motherfuckers to violate our fucking rights. It doesn't allow them. It is a fucking violation of law, and it's going to be fucking punished. All you fuckers are going to be punished. government official where the ones pulling the strings of social media censorship by coercing, threatening, and pressuring social media companies to suppress American free speech. Mm-hmm. Songs, it's about fucking their bullshit. I mean, they're going to talk like, oh yeah, they're getting free speech all over the fuck. You're not going to talk about the free speech suppressed on this fucking side. I guarantee you that. In a landmark ruling, Judge Terry Daugherty of the U.S. District Court for the Western District of Louisiana granted a temporary injunction blocking various Biden administration officials and government agencies such as the Department of Justice and FBI from collaborating with big tech firms to censor posts on social media. Later, the Court of Appeals of the Fifth Circuit Court agreed with the district court's ruling, saying it was correct in its assessment. Unrelenting pressure from certain government officials likely had the intended result of suppressing millions of protected free speech postings on by American. I'm not a citizen, but you fucking have suppressed my fucking free speech to ad nauseum. The judges wrote, we see no error or abuse of discretion in that finding. The ruling was appealed to the Supreme Court, and on October 20, 2023, the High Court agreed to hear the case while also issuing a stay that indefinitely blocked the lower court order restricting the Biden administration's efforts to censor disfavored social media posts. The Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito and Neil Gorsuch and Clarence Thomas would have denied the Biden administration application for a stay. At this time in the history of our country, what the court has done, I fear, will be seen by some as giving the government a green light to use heavy-handed tactics to skew the presentation of views on the medium that increasingly dominates and disseminates the dissemination of news. That's why we're reading your fucking second-rate fucking controlled opposition propaganda, because that's all the fuck there's left. You had your Chinese fucking agents take everything else out, haven't you, motherfuckers? Justice Alito wrote in the dissenting opinion, fuck you, I look at you, you pig shit-eating son of a bitch. You have no goddamn authority over any American national in this country. You're nothing. And you'll find out you're fucking nothing in the end, you bastard. Anyway, we'll go down, we'll leave this part. Far from beyond constitutional. Some of the controversy in the Murphy and Missouri centers on whether the district court's injunction blocking Biden administration officials and federal agencies from colluding with social media companies to censor posts was overly broad. In particular, arguments have been raised that the injunction would prevent innocent or borderline government jawboning. Whatever the hell they're saying. What are you trying to? Fuck you. Such as talking to newspapers about the dangers of sharing information that might aid terrorism. You know what? On your fucking goddamn propaganda, zero hedge, you fucking shill. U.S. considering giving Israel more military aid as leverage. Okay. Really? More military aid? I mean, they ain't got all the Palestinians dead yet. They haven't completed their fucking genocide on a whole fucking people yet. Got more babies to blow up, blow their arms off, blow their faces off. God damn, think about being a little kid in fucking the Gaza Strip. What a fucking nightmare, a living fucking nightmare every day of your fucking life from the time you wake hungry, malnutritioned, fucking no water, no fucking medicines. You're getting your fucking, they're amputating little child's arms and legs off without anesthesia. Oh, no, the United Nations is owned by fucking Israel just like every fucking thing else, bought and paid for. This is by Dave DeCamp, antiwar.com. Recent media reports have said there are discussions with the Biden administration to condition military aid to Israel if it invades Rafah as a way to reduce civilian casualties. The assumption was that the U.S. could threaten to cut off or reduce its weapons supply to Israel, but according to a report from ABC News, the U.S. might do the opposite. Now this is getting confusing, isn't it? Let's unconfuse that the report cited U.S. officials who said the U.S. Hasn't made a decision on leveraging military aid, and it's possible additional aid, not less, would be offered as an incentive. Oh, that's how you're going to offer them even more as an incentive to reduce civilian casualties. Well, if you really fucking just start using some goddamn tactical nukes, you won't even be able to find the bodies. That's what you ought to send them, you son of a bitches, huh? Then they, nobody dead over there. God damn, it's a big hole in the earth. The U.S. officials made the comments in response to a senior Israeli official complaining that U.S. weapons shipments weren't coming fast enough. The people in the United States aren't going hungry enough. The people in the United States aren't breaking their fucking backs enough for our fucking Israeli fucking masters. You're not my masters, you motherfuckers. You're scum. You're shit. You're beneath fucking contempt. The official said that in the wake of October 7th, U.S. arms were coming very fast, but we are now finding that it's very slow. Only they could write this kind of shit. U.S. officials denied there was any intentional slowdown in weapons shipments to Israel. When asked about the Israeli claim, White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said, the United States was continuing to supply Israel with arms. I'm not going to get into the timeline for every individual system that's been provided, Kirby said. We continue to support Israel and their self-defense needs. You murdering motherfuckers. You're unbelievable. You sit there and you blow little children up. You blow pregnant women up. You fucking shoot them down like animals when they try to get some fucking food off an aid truck. You fucking animals. You're not going to, no words are going to save your fucking ass from this shit. The world knows what you are. Self-defense needs my fucking ball sack. That's not going to change, and we have been very, very direct about that. Well, it is going to fucking change. We can fucking change it right now, you guys. Everybody get on that one fucking page, put your shit aside, your goddamn little quibbles and your fucking gold and silver aside, enforce that fucking document, and it stops immediately. These motherfuckers don't have the authority to take the wealth of this country and give it to any fucking body, period. None. The U.S. provides Israel with $3.8 billion in annual military aid, and the Biden administration has approved over 100 arms deals since October 7th to support the mass slaughter of Palestinians. Well, the mass slaughter, obviously, you just keep backing her off there. Antiwar.com. Call it what it is, goddammit. Genocide. You can fucking say it because that's what's happening. Genocide in Gaza. The U.S. is looking to give Israel another $14 billion as part of a $95 billion foreign bill. Military aid bill that passed through the Senate but has yet to be voted on in the House. You fucking scumbags do not represent the American people. You fucking know that the mass majority of the American people who are not registered with your fucking foreign corporation vote want to fucking destroy you. We want your asses out. We want you tried and hung for the fucking crimes against humanity you have committed both in fucking Palestine and across the fucking world with your goddamn kill shot. Not a COVID-19 vaccine. A fucking biological kill shot. Genocide! Gaza Health Ministry said Sunday that the death toll in Gaza since Israel unleashed its onslaught stands at 31,645. Bullshit. I seen a thing that said 200,000 the other day, and I believe that more. I mean, these you fucking scum, you think you can say anything and it means anything? And nothing, never do you see anything to back these goddamn numbers up. How many people are lying under the fucking rubble that used to be the goddamn Gaza Strip? That's what I'd like to know. How about 70% of the casualties are women and children? Well, of course, they got to kill the women and children. If you're going to commit genocide, you got to kill every fucking body. The health ministry numbers are considered a low estimate since they don't account for the thousands who are missing and presumed to be dead in the rubble, under the rubble. And it would have to be a whole hell of a lot more than thousands. It'd be like tens of thousands, 100,000. We'll know the truth in the fucking end. But will they ever fuck? Is Israel going to pay? No, we could take them to the, I know we could take them to the international court. Oh, wait a minute. America has a veto, and America is their fucking goddamn partner in this goddamn genocide. The United States is. The United States corporate fucking monarchy is. The United States corporate fucking mafia is. But not we the people. We the people are disgusted and sick of it. You don't take what our sweat and our fucking goddamn work product and give it over to fucking goddamn countries to kill fucking people, you sick son of a bitches. You're going to answer. No, this shit goes on. It's going to go on for a while. We're living in the fucking Middle Ages, but you're not going to get away with this, you motherfuckers. Dave DeCamp, antiwar.com, considering giving Israel... I'll continue reading. They need to kill them. I mean, they need more tanks to kill little fucking four-year-olds. It really blows their legs off real good and their arms. And then you can watch them fucking sit there and then sit and drink fucking goddamn wine and watch the fucking little kids fucking scream as their limbs are amputated. You sick in the head, fucking retarded, messed up motherfuckers. The report cited U.S. officials who said the U.S. hasn't made a decision on leveraging military aid. What the leveraging is, well, we give you even more if you fucking could pretend like you're not killing fucking people just for the sake of killing them, to fucking erase the fucking people from the land so that you can steal their fucking land, you thieving fucking pricks. And that it's possible additional aid, not less, would be offered as an incentive to reduce civilian casualties. What do you think, people? You buying this fucking second-rate fucking goddamn journalism? The U.S. official made the comments in response to a senior Israeli official complaining that U.S. weapon shipments are coming. I couldn't fast enough. I got a repeat going there. U.S. officials denied there was any intentional slowdown. I'm not going to get into the timeline. No, we did all this. It must have got double printed. The U.S. provides Israel with, yep, it sure did. Enough of that shit. But that's what we'll do. We would give you a whole lot more if you could hide your fucking goddamn genocide better. I don't know. You're not going to stop doing it. We know that. We know that's your fucking aim. You want to kill every fucking Palestinian in Palestine and around the goddamn world, probably, if you could. Another drink of water. UNICEF says Israel has killed over 13,000 children in Gaza. And you can take that number and probably probably 10. I probably killed 130,000. I mean, when they're going to lie, just like with the COVID-19, they're going to tell a big fucking lie. A big, big fucking lie. Dave DeCamp, antiwar.com again. Fucking shill. The United Nations Child Relief Agency said on Sunday that over 13,000 children have been killed in the Gaza Strip and that many more could be dead under the rubble. You think? Do you think? And how many times have we heard this same shit, people? And you know what? You know what we're going to do about it? Well, what are we doing? You know what? I'm going to fucking do it. I've already done it this about 10 fucking. I'm going to do it again. I condemn this. Thousands more have been injured, or we can't even determine where they are. They may be stuck under rubble. Think about a little kid, like you're like 4 or 5 years old, and you're under a mountain of rock. Dying, you die of thirst, you die of exposure. I mean, what a terrible fucking way to go. And these monsters are sitting there fucking, we need to get rid of them. You know, nits grow into lice. We got to kill them. I mean, and Trumpy's there. Finish the job. Finish the job. Kill every one of them. Finish the job. That's your fucking boy, Trumpy. King of the fucking Jews. King of the fucking genocide. Said UNICEF Executive Director Catherine Russell, according to Reuters, we haven't seen that rate of death among children in almost any other conflict in the world. Well, hell no. I mean, they've lied about it, like, you know, like fucking like the hoax, you know, fucking 6 million were killed. Well, 100 million were killed in fucking Russia. Like nobody, I mean, nobody talks about Uncle Joe Stalin now, do they? Because, he was a fucking Jew. What are we talking about here? The fucking murdering son of a bitches. Gaza's health ministry has said that over 31,000 Palestinians have been killed in Gaza and has constantly stated that around 70% of the casualties are women and children. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin previously said over 25,000 women and children have been killed. So you can triple that number, 75, 85. I guarantee you they're lying. They're going to do, I mean, fucking, if they lie that number down far enough, they'll get more military aid, by God. Women and children had been killed in Gaza, but the Pentagon walked this comment back, claiming he was talking about all Palestinians. You lying, you reek of the lies. Still, this is what's offered. I mean, you might as well turn on your goddamn television set and listen to fucking goddamn Fox, CNN, CNBC, because this is their bullshit. In another form, oh, it's online. You can get the truth. You used to get the truth online when it was a free fucking net. This is all fucking controlled, every fucking bit of it. And these are all fucking incorporated motherfuckers. They're the enemy, not the fucking goddamn salvation. Russell said that she visited the hospital ward where children were suffering from severe malnutrition and said the place was quiet because the children, the babies, don't even have the energy to cry. How in the fuck do you sleep? Separately, the UN's Palestine Relief Agency, UNRWA, said one in three children under the age of two in Gaza is now actually malnutritioned. I mean, I've seen the fucking, I mean, the hospitals, the fucking goddamn film from that God Almighty. Fucking right in your face. I mean, all your life you'd hear about oh my God, people killing, starving people, the genocide. And now it's right here in your fucking face, and we could stop it easy. It's our fucking fault. It's our fucking fault for letting a handful of motherfucking goddamn corporate mafia fucking goddamn monarchical fucking followers of King fucking Chuck fucking run our fucking country, run it into the fucking ground as you're cashing it out and sending the cash over to kill fucking innocent fucking people, little babies and shit. How fucking sick does it get? Children malnutrition is spreading faster and reaching unprecedented levels in Gaza, UNRWA said. Children have already started to starve to death in Gaza, with dozens of malnutrition deaths already reported. Woo, good deal. Hey, Trumpy, they're getting it finished, you motherfucker. You king of the fucking Jews. Maybe you'd like to starve, you motherfucker. I mean, I guarantee you that fucker's never even known a hunger pain in his whole fucking life. He's never known a deprivation. He's born with the fucking golden suppository up his ass, and he's had nothing but more and more handed to him all his fucking life. Same with fucking Biden. Same with all these motherfucking sellout cocksuckers. Despite the horrific situation, the Israel's continued restrictions on aid, the U.S. is still providing unconditional military aid support, the slaughter and starvation campaign against the Palestinians in Gaza. Wow, no kidding, huh? Everything's fine in the world today, man. I'm hope this program is uplifting to everybody, because we all want to fucking smile. We all want to feel better. We all want to have a happy day. Hell, the sun's shining. We owe it to ourselves to have a happy day. While our fucking sweat of our fucking brow, our fucking nose to the grindstone, and our back to the wall is murdering little fucking kids. Yeah, it makes you proud, don't it? Anyway, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Yeah.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Seemed dumber and the E's are wearing R or a D. I gave up on cable cause you know there ain't nothing to see. Real people with cameras have become the only truth on TV. And it's a shame cause who's to blame is the biggest criminality. The contracts were made to protect what the creator gave. And war is fought, side fought by those who buy and sell the slave. I'm told, faithful to the ones who be convinced they're brave. Once more, that few select to get to fill the grave. Well, I learned history from Grandpa. There's one thing that he knew for sure. Don't piss off a grizzly bear that's sleeping. He said, don't come for my gun. And I won't shoot you. The common sense with my rifle means to give it the respect that it needs. Gun control with my pistol means I hit the target and the clip feeds. My rights from the creator are a no conditions guarantee. No need to push the limit and find out why that's America's creed. I made that promise to the Constitution and what it means. I pledge an oath to allow for what my grandkid will dream. And if I don't have tomorrow, I know they'll find my Browning is clean. Don't come for my gun if you think that I hate all that I've seen. I learned history from Grandpa. There's one thing that he knew for sure. Don't piss off a grizzly bear that's sleeping. Don't come for my gun.
Money. Dumb down our kids. MK Ultra. AIDS and SIDS. Chemtrail clouds. GMO foods. You call that health care? Can't even say good. You're right. That I fight for together. We will not have to run. Your spouse is checked against wherever they're from. Foreign and domestic are the two types of enemy scum. In short, I won't shoot you if you don't come for my gun. I learned history from grandpa. There's one thing that he knew for sure. Don't piss off the grizzly bear that's sleeping. Then don't come for my gun. I won't have to live.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiliquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Your donations are appreciated and by God needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively, and it is 12:44 Pacific time, and that was an anomaly with Don't Come For My Gun. Don't come for nothing I got, motherfucker. You know, I was, there was a link that Galen put up this morning in one of the articles. I was going over the, the comments, and it was of 97, and when they confiscated the guns from the fucking Australians, I think it was like 11,000 guns. It looked like a huge heap of guns, you know, and they're showing the whole process of them unloading them from the fucking truck and then fucking taking a bulldozer and putting them in a big pile, then taking a grapple and fucking picking them up and putting them on a conveyor and running them through a fucking crusher and grinder and making them into little pieces. And I think this was supposed to impress everybody. But I'm going to tell you what, that pile of guns there, man, whoo. That is in the fucking one grain of sand on a 20-mile beach to compare what's in this goddamn country. Not the, that's just the guns. And I'm going to tell you something else, Aussies. You got to think about it, because you sure as fuck wasn't thinking back then. All them guns, that big old pile, they, you know, they put it there to show you just, goddamn, did they get some 11,000 guns. Anyway, how would it be if fucking each one of those guns would have took one, two, three, or four motherfuckers who were coming to get them? How big would that pile of bodies be? Because that's what you're going to get when you fucking try it here. You will fucking get, but you better, it ain't just ain't going to be worth it to you. There's a couple of billion guns here. You got fucking 3 or 4 billion fucking people who are willing to fucking die to try to take them from the American nationals. And once we start fighting and then we can see who's who in the zoo, we'll come at you and we'll destroy you with goddamn 1,000 to 1. This is our country. This is our fucking land. We know every bit of it. We know where the ouch places are. And we're going to send you the ouch places and we'll make you say ouch. And we'll make piles of bodies and make that goddamn pile of guns look like a goddamn, well, look like a molehill next to Mount Everest. Anyway, I had that thought. I was thinking about this morning. It pissed me off. And I just looking at those guns, that one right there. I mean, there were some nice guns there. That one there could have took 2 or 3 out. That one there, oh, easy. I mean, what were the circumstances? These people just walked in and turned their fucking guns. And why'd you do that? I didn't think you people were that fucking dumb. So you leave it all to the fucking Americans, huh? Well, we'll do it. But we'll be looking down our fucking nose at you all the fucking way. You can bet on that. Well, I don't know. There was that Aussie guy the other day. He was talking about doing some killing. I'm sure a lot of people buried him. I mean, 11,000 guns ain't shit. I didn't even a fucking mourning here in America, 11,000 guns being sold. But fucking the bottom line is they tried to make it look so fucking like, and you know this another thing, those motherfuckers that were doing that, did somebody ID them and then burn their fucking house down with them in it? Because that's what should have happened. They were fucking committing treason against their own people, weren't they? You participate in it, you fucking die. That's how it has to be if you want to get out of this fucking shit. Anywho. We'll go back over here and see what else these lying pricks have to say. NATO Ali says UK should consider conscription, introduce national service to deter Russia. Go get the fucking fat. What idiot? I mean, if you're going to fucking put on a uniform and they're going to hand you a gun, shoot the motherfuckers with it. You know who they're out to kill. They're pumping in the goddamn aliens into your country till you can't walk down the fucking street, treating you like fucking dog shit. The king fucking giving his consent for you to eat GMO fucking foods. Who the fuck is he? He's just another son of a bitch. And you better, I mean, you monarchies, you're going. The corporation and the monarchies are going to be crushed. They will not exist ever again. Anybody tries it, they die. But no, try conscription. That's what they got to do. See, that's what they're sticking their toe in the water. They're trying to figure out, God damn, man, we want this world war, but what if nobody will fight it? What if the people won't kill each other for us fucking handful of caviar eating fucking champagne sipping cocaine snorting fucking whoremongers? What if they won't do it? What if they say fuck you and turn those guns around on us, huh? Because that's really what you're afraid of. You're shitting your fucking pants right now, aren't you? Admit it. Britain should consider a conscription and adopt Finland's model of national service to deter Russia to Latvia. Foreign Minister Kristaps Cairns. I'm not going to do it. Breaking news. Are the following major American corporations hiring criminal aliens? The Tent Partnership is a coalition of 400 major corporations, including Coca-Cola, Amazon, eBay, Google, Hilton, LinkedIn, McDonald's, Microsoft, and Starbucks that is commit to hiring refugees over fucking, I mean, well, that's what they were brought here for. What have we been saying for fucking more than 10 fucking years? Over and over and over again. Why would you bring him here? Why, you know, Donald Trump, he had fucking Polish fucking slaves brought over here to build his buildings, and then he fucked them. He wouldn't even pay him $5 an hour for fucking doing construction. They had to sue his ass. Oh, they're here for the votes. See, they play that card all the time. They're bringing them here for the votes. There is no fucking vote. Get that through your fucking head. There is no vote. They select who they want, and they put them in there and say, this is what the numbers were. Anybody says otherwise, well, there's never been it. One incident, I've heard this so many times, of voter fraud in this fucking country. You're a lying son of a bitch. And not to mention, it's an occupational fucking goddamn election. To participate in it is treason and sedition against your own fucking people. I think people are starting to figure it out. Oh, just give them a chance. Just give my pedophile a chance. Which pedophile you want? You want that pedophile fucking Trump? You want that pedophile fucking Biden? You want one of the, I don't know, man. They're all pedophiles. Pick one. Or maybe you could go, maybe they should have to fill out a piece of paper and say how many children they pedophiled. That way you could at least vote for the one that screwed the less little children, huh? You would elect a fucking pedophile. And somebody you know is a pedophile. You are some sick fucking people. But you're only a handful. I bet it ain't 12 fucking percent. I bet 10 to 12% is all they got fucking left. Everybody else has said, fuck you. But the way you say fuck you, so that they got to hear you, is you fucking go and you unregister to vote. You let them know, no, I'm not going to add fucking goddamn credence to this fucking lie. I'm telling you right now, the talking's fucking done. Get the fuck out, corporation, because you're going to, no matter if you go or what you do, you're going to be fucking criminally prosecuted in the common law courts, and your fucking ass is going up against the wall, or you're getting a rope put around your neck, because you are fucking criminals of the highest degree. Treason, sedition, espionage, you fucking name it, they've done it, and they continue to do it today. Trans killer likely lied to judge at sentencing after getting sweetheart plea deal from Portland DA Mike Schmidt. I read this. I'll read a little bit of it. What the hell? This is by Katie Davisport, Post-Millennial. Court records revealed that convicted trans-identified killer Moses J. Lopez, 30, may have misled the judge before his sentencing for the murder of Portland radio cab driver Reese Lahan, and we're going over here, killed the guy. The alleged fabrication resulted in Lopez being offered a sweetheart plea deal by Monmouth County District Attorney Mike Schmidt's office. Bullshit. Because he was a fucking goddamn transvestite, and that's what's being fucking shoved down our throat. There's only 1% of the fucking population. This is why they're fucking being shoved down. They can do anything they want and get away with anything they want because they think they're going to fucking push them down our throat. We're going to regurgitate them back up and shove them down your fucking throat. And then we're going to put a rope around your fucking neck and stretch it. Lopez was sentenced to 22 years in prison on February 21st after pleading guilty to first-degree manslaughter. He murdered the motherfucker. And one count of unlawful use of a weapon over the brutal stabbing death of cab driver Reese Lahan. In 2023, Lopez was riding as a passenger in the back seat when Lopez stabbed Lahan in the neck and in an unprovoked attack. That's premeditated murder, I think, with a pair of brass knuckles that had an attached blade, it's punch blade, court document showed. Lopez pleaded guilty to manslaughter in exchange for the murder charge being dropped. Monmouth County Judge Heidi Mowad, keep that name in mind. There's a fucking treasonous fucking piece of shit that needs to be fucking, it's an enemy combatant, accepted the plea agreement despite the heinous killing and Lopez's famously showing no remorse during the trial. During court testimony, Lopez cast blame for the killing and alleged to the judge that they had dialed 911 and requested to be taken to an emergency room and had been suffering from a mental health crisis. In my fucking dress as a man, my panties were up my ass. I refused to apologize for the lack of help I so desperately needed and called and asked them for from 911 services, Lopez told Judge Mowad, who's probably had his own panties up his fucking ass. A communication records request obtained by KATU from the Bureau of Emergency Communications revealed that no such request had been made to the dispatcher during the phone call that night. Okay, so that was put in there before the fucking sentencing. So the judge obviously knew it was a fucking lie, knew this fucking thing had no fucking remorse for killing this guy. This guy probably had a family, people that cared about him, but hey, fuck, you know, it's some fucking freak in a dress, so we want him to kill people. I mean, so we can show everybody how important they are because they don't get fucking the same treatment you do. The dispatcher's transcript is as follows. Lopez, I'm sorry, I'm not feeling safe right now. I just want to go home. Dispatcher, okay, why aren't you feeling safe? Lopez, because I'm just not feeling safe right now. Can someone pick me up and please, and take me home? Well, yeah, you're a special son of a fucking bitch. You're not listening to somebody walking down the street. Dispatcher, okay, so we don't give rides home. You'll have to call an Uber or a Lyft or a taxi or something like that. Car honks, Lopez, car honks, dispatcher. Are you able to call a taxi? The call abruptly ended after that question, and there was no mention of mental health concerns or a transportation request to the emergency room. During the trial, Lopez constantly blamed the dispatcher and claimed that if the request that did not happen had been taken seriously, Reese Lahan would still be alive. Fuck you. This son of a bitch should have been fucking given the needle. I can't, but then again, fuck you, we ain't in the goddamn common laws, or the family, one of the family could have prosecuted and said, I want the fucker killed. And if the fucking jury says yes, you fucking die. I can't apologize for 9/11 refusing their services when I felt it was necessary to call, ask, and inform them what was happening, Lopez said, but then it's already been proved that's a lie. They had the fucking transcripts. So what did this have to do with anything? It has to do with him trying to tell these motherfuckers, we're going to cram you down the American people's fucking throat, all 1% of you. Every one of us is going to get a little bit crammed down our throat. I will spit you out on the street. Lopez also plays responsibility on the jail guard. Lopez spoke with following the arrest. Lopez explained Lopez's feeling to the judge when Lopez saw them in custody. I could have used one of you to come help me then. Otherwise, I wouldn't be here now. And Reese and his family would be alive, came Lopez. So when I fucking call you, 911, and tell you I want to go some fucking where, you fucking better get somebody over there to give me a ride, or I'll call a taxi over there and kill the motherfucker driving it. Kill the man driving it, trying to make a goddamn living, paying for all this fucking shit. Just Mowad approved the plea agreement despite the testimony and gave Lopez a maximum term of 22 years in jail. Lopez may be eligible for release significantly sooner because more than half of the sentence is eligible for a sentence reduction. So this son of a bitch, he probably won't do 10 fucking years, and he'll be right back out killing some fucking buddy else, won't he? How sick can it get? Do we really want to know? You look at this guy, he's just a regular guy fucking going to, and look at the thing that fucking killed him. World Health Organization whistleblower Dr. David Bell. The World Health Organization is being used as a tool by people who want to take over the world. No fucking shit. Boy, thanks for showing me that uranium you found. James Lindsay warns Joe Rogan. Joe Biden may cede U.S. sovereignty to World Health Organization pandemic treaty in May. Go ahead. It means nothing. You have no authority. You are a fucking goddamn, you are a criminal in just your being. You have no jurisdictional authority in this fucking country over any American national. You sure as fuck have no jurisdictional over our fucking written, ratified by the representatives of the people's law of December 15, 1791, you motherfucker. Go ahead. Do it. Do it, do it, do it, do it. I'm going to read a little bit of it. One thing that they consider another kind of pandemic is misinformation and disinformation. This is like the general welfare clause. I mean, it's been pointed out by anybody that can fucking read the English language and interpret it to any level of fucking goddamn reality. General welfare. What in the fuck does that mean? It's not a fucking fact. It doesn't say what general welfare is. Well, it's whatever we decided is, guys. And if we're going to have, you know, this is for emergency. We need this emergency for, COVID-19 doesn't exist. Never did. It was all fucking a scam. Scamdemic. Now you're going to carry out your fucking scam and think you're going to get control. Come to my fucking house. Just come on and fucking come and try to fucking make me do any fucking thing. I will blow your fucking head off. And I will have the right to do so. I will be doing the highest level of fucking goddamn patriotic fucking duty and enforcing that unalienable law of December 15, 1791 that fucking you are in gross violation of. They just screwed up one number. I love the way they fucking even this. Who did this? Let me see. One thing, disinformation. Biden, don't tell yet. Anywho, they just screwed up one pandemic, and now they say that they need to have total control over pandemic preparedness and public health. It's not even just about disease, right? We know they screwed up COVID. No, there was never no fucking COVID to be screwed up. It went just exactly as fucking planned. Quit trying to push that fucking narrative, you son of a bitches, whoever you are. COVID went exactly as fucking planned. It never fucking existed. The vaccines were biological kill agents that did their fucking work to the tune of probably 100 million fucking people, maybe more, across this fucking globe. So don't act like they screwed up. They didn't screw up. They did exactly what they intended, and they got the intended result. What they ain't got is their goddamn justice, which is a rope around their neck or be put up against the fucking wall and shot. Imagine if they had the power where there is no Florida, there's no difference between Texas and California. Well, there ain't. and they don't have the fucking power. Texas doesn't have the power. Florida doesn't have the power. I'll tell you who has the power. We, the fucking people, have the goddamn power. If we quit being a bunch of fucking goddamn mammon-worshipping stupid asses and get on the same page and enforce our fucking law, which is the supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law of December 15, 1791. All we got to do is enforce it. All this shit, all these fucking articles, all this crap, these people have to get a real fucking job because it all fucking goes away. That's how it works. And yes, I've had enough of this shit for a day. Hello, Monday. Wonder where hell goes when you're asleep. Anyway, we'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches, on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. Until then, I mean, just look at this shit for what it is, and I guess we just keep on going. It'll be Tuesday tomorrow, then Wednesday and Thursday, and we'll be sitting here Friday saying, looking at that, what they did that week. I mean, fucking goddamn, they are marching forward, and we're fucking walking backwards. It's unfucking believable. That's The Word from the Trenches.